Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there in radio land. Praise the Lord. This is Johnson Lee and Luella coming to you on this first Saturday in December. The last month in this year. Isn't that something? This month about gone. We glad to be here. Praise the Lord. 88.1. Praise the Lord. All right, my wife going to pray. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord had made. Pray, baby. Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord had made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Bless all the sick, shedding, nursing home, hospital, carrying. From the crown of their head, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. All our children, grandchildren, loved ones, give them all a mind to be saved.
Yes,
all the drug addicts, prostitutes, give all them a mind to be saved. We crying out for soul, one by one, name by name, in Jesus' name. All these blessings, in Jesus' name. Thank God for my husband.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that wonderful prayer for my wife. Praise the Lord. And the message here this morning is heart trouble. Thank you. I said heart trouble. Hallelujah. When I said heart trouble, the first thing y'all think about is that thing that beat in your chest. Hallelujah. But I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about spiritual heart trouble. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that folks that have natural heart trouble, they need to get help somewhere. Hallelujah. Men have had a heart transplant. Some of them done had the pacemaker put in and all different kinds of things. Some of them that valve done stopped up and they had to have an operation. But that's physical. But this morning, I'm talking about hallelujah, spiritual heart trouble. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about folks' heart ain't right. I'm talking about you can't live like you're supposed to. I'm talking about you can't treat each other right. That's heart trouble. for the Bible. The Bible said, had Jesus said, hallelujah, bless God Almighty, blessed are the pure heart, for they shall see God. See, a pure heart, can't nothing get in that pure heart, but love, 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 love. That's why Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. And a lot of them don't love the Lord. So many of the preachers are in the same city. So many of the preachers hardly know each other. They won't even fellowship with each other. They won't have nothing to do with each other. And when they go acting like that, they remember acting like that. Hallelujah. Then, therefore, you got confusion in the church. Hallelujah. You got partiality in church. You got hateful behavior in church. You got respect the person in church. That's hard trouble. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We supposed to love everybody. Jesus told the disciples, hallelujah, love one another. Good God Almighty. Ow! That's how men going to know you, my disciple, because you love one another. Love one another. That's why people see the church both together, loving on each other and doing for each other. They said them Christians, because it's by love. I shot now. Paul told the Romans, oh, no man, nothing. Good God Almighty, but to love one another. He that love another fulfill the whole law. The whole Bible is built up on love. So if you can't love, you got heart trouble, something in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. It don't take but one to mess it up. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, blessed. Oh, good God Almighty, out of pure heart, for they shall see God. You can't go to heaven with nothing in your heart. Hell of malice, unforgiveness. Oh, I know he did you wrong, sister. I know that boy did you wrong. He hit you and did some bad thing to you. But you still got to love him. If you want to go to heaven, you still got to forgive him. If you want to go to heaven, good God Almighty, high shot in heart trouble. Oh, glory. Somebody give him a preacher, and they walk out. Then somebody else give him a preacher. Everybody hollering going on. That's partiality. You got to love everybody. You got to treat everybody the same. Heart trouble. Say, got heart trouble. That's why no power in the church. That's why nobody getting healed in the church. That's why they used to get out the wheelchair. They don't do that no more. That's why you go to a lot of churches, Holy Ghost sanctified church. Very few you have people speaking in tongues. Very few you see them running, jumping, shouting. Why? They got heart trouble. One thing about it, if your heart ain't right, you can't shout. For you say, good God Almighty, Father shouting out. He said, praise the Lord in the beauties of holiness. Good God Almighty. If your heart ain't right, you can't praise him right. If your heart ain't right, you can't preach right. If your heart ain't right, good God Almighty, you can't sing right. Therefore, you got heart trouble. Let me serve notice on you, you, and you. If you got heart trouble, you can't go to heaven. Nothing but the pure heart shall see God. None but the righteous shall see God. Heart trouble, good God Almighty. That's why the church is in such a turmoil. Everything goes on in the church. You find church members on the beach, half naked. Good God Almighty, jumping in the pool, half naked, showing their nakedness. And the Bible speaks against nakedness. Nakedness is a sin. Good God Almighty, way back in Leviticus, he talked about nakedness. Put some clothes on, sister. Put some clothes on, brother. Have your shot. If you can't line up with this word, you got hard trouble. Ah! I shot. He caught none of those shot. We talking about hard trouble. You can't do nothing for Jesus. You got hard trouble. Oh, I feel good up in here. And the Bible said, over here, Jesus talking. I like when Jesus talking. In Matthew 12 and 24, he said, old generation of viper. Look at he called them viper. You know what a viper is? A viper is a snake. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, old generation of viper. How can you be evil? Speak good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See that? It's in the heart. They were getting at Jesus, and they were trying to fuss at Jesus because the disciples, hallelujah, well, what they ate without washing their hands. See, Jesus, they was here. They know when you do wrong, wrong, and do what you do. They know when you do wrong and when you do right. Jesus, let's paint them. It ain't what goes into the mouth. It come out that heart. Because if you eat chicken and black-eyed peas and cornbread and chitlins, good God Almighty, eventually they're going to come out. Hallelujah. My glory. Because they're going right in the belly. But that evil does it. Fornication, hatred, blasphemy, fever, gambling, lying, whoremongering, shout-out. That's in the heart. Good to shout-out, shout-out. That's in the heart. Hit it, baby, hit it.
He said, tell my people, keep coming. get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evident speaking in tongue, walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy, he's the Holy Ghost. Tell my people I'm coming, tell them, take on my name, get baptized in my name, because he died for you, waiting with his arm wide open. Say, come, my people.
Yes.
Jesus, love you. We love you. We're crying out for your soul. Come on, get saved.
Yes.
That's not hard. That's the best thing ever happened when I got saved. Baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues. Walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy. We got to be holy. Women and men of God. God called it for holy. He's holding our hair. Women, time to stop. Take off that makeup. Take off that lipstick. Take off that makeup. Stop cutting your hair. Stop dyeing your hair. Mm-hmm. Take all those paints. Mm-hmm. Put everything on like God said. Cover up your bosom. Cover up your feet. God is calling for holiness. We got to be holy. We got to walk holy. We got to talk holy.
Yes.
He said, be holy. He's a holy God. And I love that man named Jesus. I want to take it back because he has been good to me.
Yes.
And I'm going to praise him every chance I get because I love him. I love him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That's all right, sister. That's all right, girl. That's why she come. That's all right. We talking about heart trouble. If one thing about it, the Bible says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the thing that in the world. Any man, any woman love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. You can't tell me you love the Lord and you go here and there. I shot now. They love the world. That's how they dress up. And heart trouble. Men walking around with long hair hanging on their shoulders. That's against the word. He said, you love me, you keep my commandment.
Amen.
That's one of the commandments that is the same for a man to wear long hair. That wasn't 1 Corinthians 11:14, but men walking around in the church. I see them on the TV. I see them on the Facebook with ponytails on, calling themselves preacher, pass all down the back. Tom, boy, good God Almighty, you got heart trouble. I shot now. You got to have a pure heart and love in the heart. And the Bible says, in Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deep, deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. That means in cruel sickness, in cruel sick, wickedness. Who can know it? God know your heart.
Amen.
You can't fool me, and you can't fool somebody else, because God know your heart. That's why things going to go wrong. You got heart trouble. Folks stealing money in the church. You got heart trouble. They're evangelists. Go there, y'all raise him $1,000, and then go in the back and end up, he getting about 120. Good God, the rest up go in your pocket. That's hard trouble. You stealing from the man of God. You stealing from the woman of God. Let me serve another. I'm out with a preacher while I got it going. Now y'all better leave these women alone. God called these women to preach. Y'all better let them alone. Hush, who are you to tell a woman she can't preach? You ain't God. Shot. A lot of y'all are jealous of these women because they are not a man to get up and preach. 15 of a man get up and preach an hour. Won't nothing happen. Here come their little sister. She get up and preach about 15 minutes. And time to church. Why? Because she's a nun of God. Y'all better leave these women alone. Talking about what God, a lot of you men God ain't called. You where you went, but he ain't sending you. We got hot trouble. We got to line up with this word. If you want to go to heaven, the whole Bible is built around love. You can go to that 1 Corinthians and that 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he'll break love down real good. We got the hot shot. Hot trouble.